Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chinese telecom giant Huawei is putting a number on just how much U.S. sanctions will affect the company's smartphone sales. Bloomberg reporting that Huawei may be considering pulling one of its more popular smartphones out of Europe. Emily, what can you tell us about that?
So Huawei has really become the sort of whipping boy in this U.S.-China trade war. They're now preparing for a 40 to 60% drop in their international smartphone shipments, and that's half their business. So they sell about 200 million smartphones a year. You would expect that about 100 million of those are selling outside of China, and those phone sales have already dropped 40% over the last month. So the CEO has, for the very first time, quantified what this will mean for Huawei, and he said he's expecting a drop of about $30 billion in revenue over the next 2 years. And to put that into context, they make about $100 billion in revenue per year. So this is a pretty significant impact on this company that is, succeeding in spades in China, but is going to have an uphill battle outside of China.
So is there anything that they can do to minimize the losses?
Well, so, some folks have speculated they could work to increase their market share in China. They are number one in the Chinese smartphone market. They've got about a third of the market there. They're followed by mostly local competitors and then Apple in the fifth position. So, certainly it is possible, but they would have to increase their China market share quite significantly in order to even out some of these losses. Also, if anyone thought there would be a sort of informal boycott of U.S. smartphone makers like Apple, Apple doesn't have a huge slice of the pie in China at this moment, and it's really local competitors that are on Huawei's heels. So I don't think it's realistic to think that they will be able to make up this shortfall entirely by upping their game in China.
Are there other markets they can expand to outside of the U.S. and China?
Well, the problem is that the U.S. is on this campaign to, the problem for Huawei, that is that the U.S. is on this campaign to convince other governments around the world to blacklist Huawei as well. So President Trump was just in the U.K. He spoke to leadership there about preventing Huawei or blacklisting Huawei from Europe's new 5G networks. So, certainly Huawei has grand ambitions and has been working to expand around the world. They might have less of difficulty in places like Africa, for example, but the U.S. is working very hard to make it very difficult for Huawei to operate outside of China.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.